small business is getting worried about the future, and we'll share why. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 5th day of February. Thanks, everybody, for being with us again today. Earnings came in for some major players and had a positive impact on the markets. We'll tell you all about that. Senator Bernie Sanders took on Walmart today. Hey, if you wanted to trade the word chunky, sorry, Campbell's beat you to it. Pot without plants? Think science. Yesterday, GM was laying off workers. Today, the word is they're hiring 1,000 in Michigan. Those stories, the markets, and our guest today is Carlos Alvarez. And we're going to talk about improving your delivery of information because you do want to be an effective communicator, right? Sure you do. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next. When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa and let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa. We're really about possibilities. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 5th day of February 2019. My name's Michael Libby. I'm your host. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. You can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled LIBBIE. Well, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that many small business owners are casting an eye forward and they don't much like what they see. The result is they are cutting back on inventory, cutting back on hiring, and cutting back on expansion plans. So what's going on? Well, some are responding to early signs of slowing sales, while others fear that tariffs, unstable financial markets, the after effects of the government shutdown, and other headwinds could dampen economic growth for them this year. Economic confidence among small firms, which edged downward for much of 2018, in January reached its lowest level since President Trump's election, according to a monthly survey of 765 small firms for the Wall Street Journal. Just 14% of firms expect the economy to improve this year, while 36 expect it to get worse. For the first time since the 2016 election, small firms were more pessimistic about their own financial prospects than they were a year earlier. That includes plans for hiring and investment, according to the survey, which was completed shortly before the 35-day federal shutdown ended. 42% of those surveyed said the Trump administration had improved prospect for the businesses. That was down from a high of 52% in January of last year, and 34% said it had no impact. Nearly one in four small firms surveyed said the Trump administration had hurt the outlook for their business. And tonight is the State of the Union address. But if you're a big business, all systems seem to be go. Wall Street was boosted today by some shiny earnings reports. Alphabet, Seagate Technology, and Estee Lauder are among the companies that have reported better than expected earnings. However, Alphabet did dip by 0.1%, as the company also revealed declining advertising prices and rising costs. Seagate shares also fell by 1.5%. Estee Lauder, meanwhile, jumped 10% on better than expected results. The company also raised its 2019 earnings guidance. Archer Daniels Midland, that fell 2% after reporting weaker than expected earnings and revenue. We'll have all the numbers later on in the newscast. As we reported last week, Walmart is in the middle of revamping their attendance policy. But according to Senator Bernie Sanders, that's not enough. Sanders wants the company to tackle its minimum wage as well as its rules about leave. Here's what the senator said. Quote, Walmart is owned by the wealthiest family in America. It is not a poor company. If Walmart can afford $20 billion for stock buybacks to enrich wealthy shareholders, it can afford to raise the pay of all of its workers to a living wage. Walmart can and must pay all of its workers at least $15 an hour with good benefits, end quote. Walmart, by the way, they're not commenting. We found this interesting. Campbell's Soup has trademarked the word chunky. A trademark application to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office noted that there has been a, quote, massive unsolicited media coverage of chunky, such as parodies on Saturday Night Live, The Simpsons, and Family Guy, as well as references to the soup by rappers and novelists. We're not making this up. In its filing, Campbell claims to have sold more than $13 billion worth of chunky soup since 1988 and had a run of survey showing that 75% of consumers associated the word chunky with soup. So, we got to wonder how the peanut butter folks are going to feel about trademarking the word chunky. A $255 million deal to convert sugar into cannabis chemicals is opening the door into an era of pot without plants. Aramis Incorporated already works with genetically modified yeast that excrete designer molecules to make sweeteners and skincare products. The company now says it plans to use that same fermentation technology to convert sugarcane syrup into the active ingredient found in marijuana. That statement, according to the company in California. What then might they do with that active ingredient? Well, the company said they could be used in consumer products ranging from beverages to skin creams and even deodorant. Interest in pot-infused drinks is soaring following the legalization of marijuana in Canada. Constellation Brands Incorporated, that's the maker of Corona beer, has invested $3.8 billion in Canopy Growth, that's a pot-producing company in Canada, while Molson Coors Brewing Company has started a joint venture with Quebec-based Hecco Corporation to sell non-alcoholic cannabis drinks. Even Coca-Cola has said it's interested in CBD-infused beverages, although it doesn't have immediate plans to enter the market. So, hey, pass the brownies and that special Coke. Yesterday, the news was that GM was laying off thousands of white-collar workers in several states. Today, we learned the company is trying to hire 1,000 workers for their Flint, Michigan facility. Why? Trucks. Trucks are selling big time. According to industry data, sales of heavy-duty pickups in the United States have grown to more than 600,000 vehicles a year. That's up by more than 20% since 2013. And prices for luxury models, well, those can easily top 70 grand. Today, GM celebrated the launch of a new generation of heavy-duty GMC and Chevrolet pickups at the assembly plant in Flint that is now building all such trucks for the company. Well, stocks closed higher today with the Dow up by 172 points to close at 25,411. The NASDAQ gained 54 points to close at 7,402. And the S&P 500 up 12 and change to end the day at 2,737. So what happened? Earnings reports. Two words. Nearly half of the S&P 500 companies have reported earnings through today, with about 70% of those companies topping analyst expectations. And since January 1st, get this, the S&P 500 is up by 9%. And investors are looking forward to the State of the Union message tonight by President Trump. What might we expect? Well, those in the know say it could be about border security, the U.S. economy, the nation's infrastructure, and even drug pricing. What might really happen? That's hard to say. Will we get the Twitter Trump or the teleprompter Trump? Any bets? Gold lost 10 cents on the day to end the trade at $1,314.20 an ounce. Oil was back down, this time by 86 cents to end the day at $53.70 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note lost a bit today, paying 2.70%. Hey, we're just a couple of seconds away from a conversation with Carlos Alvarez from Taro International. He's going to be talking about a program called Speak Your Way to Success, and along the way, give some tips and tricks that you can implement right now. And by the way, who takes these classes, and why do they do that? We'll ask and answer all those and more with Carlos Alvarez, coming up next here on the Business News Hour.